Good evening, everyone. This is Mike McCormick, New Chapter, Spring 92. I'm going to be moderating the first ever town hall meeting for September of 2016. If I can get a roll call real quickly of who is on the line. First off, we're going to start with Alpha Chapter. Alpha Chapter, do we have anyone on the line from the Corporate Board President or Active Chapter Presidents? Okay, they are no show. For Delta Chapter, do we have Corporate Board or Active Chapter President?
Yeah, Corporate Board President Don Miller qualified.
Thank you, Don, for joining. Next is Gamma Chapter. Do we have anyone representing Gamma Chapter for the Corporate Board or Active Chapter President? Okay, they are no shows. For the new chapter, do we have a Active Chapter President or the Corporate Board President available?
Corporate Board President Farhan Kabir, Spring 10.
Thank you for joining, Farhan. For the Grand Council, who do we have representing?
This is Pat Carey, Grand Exalted Master.
Great. Thank you, Pat, for joining. And again, my name is Mike McCormick, New Chapter, Spring 92. So what I'd like to do first is, again, thank everyone for joining the call on a Sunday night. What we're going to do is, as we said in our procedures document, is that we're going to spend the first 15 minutes to allow the Grand Council to speak upon anything that they'd like to make announcements on, because this is probably the inaugural meeting. I think there's probably a lot of good things that Pat would like to put out there. And then once Pat does that, we're going to go through the questions that have been submitted by the active and alumni of Theta Gamma. And then we'll talk about the October town hall meeting. So, Pat, I'm going to give the floor to you, and the next 15 minutes are yours if you choose to use all 15.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you guys for joining. And to those who are going to listen to this after, I'm glad that Mike has taken time out of his busy schedule to set this all up. He's put a lot of hard work and energy into this. He's took time out of his family vacation, and he's been right on top of this all the way through, and I greatly appreciate it, which leads me to remarks that I really want to make, which are, this is Theta Gamma. All of our chapters need to work together if we're going to make it what everyone wants it to be. The fact that Mike was willing to do this, if we had everybody out there take half of the time that Mike has taken to help the fraternity out, we would have no problems with anything. The biggest issue that the Grand Council faces is a lack of manpower and assistance. I hope that you guys all realize that there's, with the executive board currently, only five officers on the executive board and two advisors. We're trying to do the work to appease thousands of brothers. Like I said, you know, there's several hundred, I believe 700 some odd guys that are on Facebook that want to know what the Grand Council's doing, and they have lots of questions and ideas and things that they expect us to do. And we understand, and there's nothing we would like more than to do everything we can for the Brotherhood. But again, there's only five of us. I'm hoping that all of the active chapter presidents and the corporate board presidents will realize through this meeting that I need them, the fraternity needs them, to reach out to the men under them, to do everything they can to come together to solve the problems that the fraternity has and not try to lay it on the shoulders of just a few. I know from my experience with corporate board issues when I was on Delta's corporate board and from dealing with other corporate members across the board that they face a similar problem that we face. Everybody's gung-ho when it comes to the meeting, and then once the meeting's done and the majority of the people walk away, it's the executive boards who are left holding the bag. And they take a lot of flack, and they take a lot of flack for something that they do out of the kindness of their heart and because of their love for the fraternity. And I appreciate what you all do. I greatly appreciate it. So that being said, I hope that you guys down the road, although I understand you're going to probably have issues with some of the things that we do or the lack of things that get done, I hope that when you're thinking about those things that you take into consideration just how hectic people's lives can be. And I hope that we can all work together to solve things. I can be reached anytime by any of you. All you have to do is go to the Theta Gamma website, to the Contact Us form, and you can reach the officers. And I would like to really start utilizing that forum. We really do. Does that forum have a long way to go before it's what it could be? 100%. But again, it's going to take manpower, and it's going to take everybody pitching in to make it what it needs to be. I think that should cover what I really wanted to say to you all. And I'm just really thankful that we have this opportunity to do this, and I thank Mike again. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. For the people who may not have access into the website, Pat, is your information publicly available, whether it's phone number or email address, that you can state over the call?
Well, you see, the Contact Us forum is open even if you have not gotten access to the site for the Brothers Only stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I posed the question so the people who are listening to this conversation can get that information.
Yeah, and the reason I would prefer that, I have no problem with everybody having my personal information, and most everybody does as far as contacting me personally. But in the future, when we look down the road, one of the big issues we've had throughout the years is changing of officers and not knowing who was the officer where. And, you know, if the president changed, well, nobody knew how to get a hold of them because they had the contact information for the former president. And by utilizing the website, it's not a matter of trying to find Pat Carey. It's a matter of trying to get a hold of the current Grand Exalted Master. And I think that we need to start thinking in that aspect, because that's the way it's going to work. We will have the presidents and the corporate board presidents. They will be accessed there too. And that is a responsibility of the corporate boards and the chapters to provide the Grand Council with the changes in that information.
Great. Pat, anything more you want to add?
Not really that I can think of right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So how we're going to get started is we are going to start off alphabetical order of the chapters, because that we were going to do. So we'll go Alpha, Delta, Gamma, and then New Chapter. Just as an opening statement, to all the chapters and to everyone that's going to be reading the listening to this recording, there was not a lot of questions being submitted by brothers. I think in total, only two chapters submitted questions. That was Alpha Chapter and New Chapter. As a total, there were only 24 questions that were submitted. Granted, most of those questions, I think, were actually submitted by myself. That New Chapter, actually, it was directed a lot towards New Chapter. So I think in the future, the chapter president should really think about how they were going to communicate these town hall meetings to their active and alumni, and trying to get that information out there. As the moderator, I'm more than happy to work with those chapters to work with them to make that communication happen. With that being said, what I'd like to do is I'm going to start with Alpha Chapter first. And because there's no Alpha Chapter representation on the call, we're just going to ask the question, and then we'll receive an answer from Grand Council if they're able to answer it. They may not be able to answer it only if there's some legal issue or something else. So I will start off with that. So the first question was from Alpha is, I am a Freemason in North Carolina. We use Facebook all the time for passing information. It has become an outstanding asset for not just, it has become an outstanding asset for not just us, but for many social organizations in the country. Why cannot the GC accept and adopt the uses of Facebook? So Pat, if you can maybe talk a little bit about that.
I can, but first off, though, Mike, I did not receive any questions from Alpha Chapter.
Okay.
I will answer that question just
sure,
because of, so this is the first meeting we're getting started, but from here on out, Farhan was the only one that actually submitted questions to me in a prioritized fashion. And for future reference, if a chapter has questions, they're going to need to submit those questions to me from their chapter. Am I correct on that?
That is correct, Pat. Great point.
Okay. And like I said, I'm more than happy to answer this question real quick. But for future reference, Farhan is the only one that's actually done what was asked of him. Thank you, Farhan. And to the Facebook situation, everyone on all the executive board is fully aware of the use of Facebook, that it is a greatly utilized tool by many, many people. And we do not deny that. However, when it comes to conducting business and business of the fraternity, number one, it's the policy of the current executive board that that is not the proper place to conduct business, that the privacy level there is not what we would like it to be. We can't rely on it. And secondly, there are several members of the executive board who do not use Facebook for personal reasons because they do not believe that it is something that they need to bring into their life. I know you're all aware that there's a lot of stuff that comes out. People have jobs with important responsibilities, and if somebody wanted to dig in on them, they could possibly find things out that people don't want to have out in public. And that is why for Facebook, we're more than happy to put out events and announcements and that type of thing, but when it comes to business questions, anything like that, we want to deal directly through the website or through just contacting the individual officer. And thank you.
Thanks, Pat. One more question from the Alpha Chapter, knowing from the information you said before. The question was, is the Grand Council going to reach out to the Alpha Chapter and SUNY Canton in regards to the recent issues and the sanctions imposed upon the chapter? Are they going to be involved with this situation at all? With this situation in any way at all? If not, why not?
There is no situation. There was. What had occurred was there was an accusation made that something happened, and what was conducted was an investigation into that incident. While that investigation went on, the Alpha Chapter was on suspension while the investigation went on. The whole time that investigation went on, I was in immediate contact with the corporate board president of Alpha Chapter and several other members of the Alpha corporate board, and they have been cleared of any wrongdoing, so there is no situation there.
Pat, just a follow-up question on that. As being a moderator, part of it is trying to kind of probe some more conversation and questions. At this time with Alpha Chapter, I'll pose two questions. One, has anyone from the Alpha Chapter reached out to Grand Council to let them know, what the latest status is? And do you know what the latest status is? Are they a chapter in good standing with the college? Are they able to pledge? Is there anything that you can elaborate that on this call?
To the best of my knowledge, there is no sanctions against the Alpha chapter at this point. And that's to the best of my knowledge. Anything beyond that, I really couldn't tell you right now. But my understanding is that the investigation led to nothing, that there was no charges brought about, you know, anything that had gone on, and that they've gotten it all taken care of. So I am sure their corporate board will have to have dealings with the school as far as, you know, however they got to go about getting everything back to status quo. But beyond the fact that they've been cleared of any wrongdoing, I'm not positive as to what's going on.
Thanks, Pat. Again, one more question just to follow, because I don't think you answered it. Has anyone from the Alpha chapter, whether the president, corporate, or active, reached out to Grand Council directly to inform them of the recent happenings?
Yes, I have been in contact with corporate board president, but I haven't been recently, so I can't give you a recent update. You know what I'm saying? I am in contact with them, but I really don't have any further information other than the investigation went nowhere.
That's great information. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that. So Delta chapter would be next, but as Pat said, there was no questions submitted by any active or alumni into the town hall. Don, I think maybe that's something we can talk offline of. How can we help Delta chapter in reaching out to their alumni and active so they can be more involved in the questions? Does that sound like something that you and Pat can work on?
Yes, it does. And can I ask them for the Alpha thing? Because they did send an email out that I was able to get to them, and I thought there was some like suggestions that I think maybe slightly sanctions with them. I could forward it to you, Pat, when we get done. I thought you might have gotten it.
Okay.
I think I saw on there that they need to have like someone non related to the fraternity there if they're having an event with alcohol, and they gotta let it be known in advance that they're having an event with alcohol and some stuff like that.
Yeah, minor sanctions with school, nothing that I am too concerned about. I knew that there would be some minor sanctions, but not a loss of a chapter or anything like that.
Nothing like that.
No, that's what I was that's what I was trying to get at, I guess, and I just didn't word it correctly.
Yeah.
Just a quick correction for you, Mike. It's Alpha, Gamma, Delta, and then Nu.
I was going alphabetical by the letter. Thank you. I'll do some push-ups later.
That's okay. You know.
It's me doing alphabetical, I apologize, and real letters, sorry.
Yeah, if you get an opportunity later, get a matchbook out and start practicing that.
I absolutely will. Thank you, Pat. With that being said, so Delta, again, thank you so much. Let's work in the future of how we could, get the word out, and, let's get some real conversations for this town hall meeting for October.
I've been trying to reach out to a few, personally and all that. I had one of my Flex brothers actually ask me a question recently, but I'll bring that up more towards the end because I think I saw a new chapter question semi-similar. So
okay,
I'll wait
great.
Until that to bring up the issue.
All right, awesome. Gamma chapter, again, there was no questions were submitted by Gamma chapter, whether it was an active or alumni through the town hall submission. We did not receive anything from Gamma chapter as a communication to Pat. So we're going to skip them. So at this point, we're going to focus on Nu chapter's questions. Farhan, thank you so much for Nu chapter for submitting these questions. Personally, thank you for answering my questions that I had submitted in. But Pat, I'm going to leave the floor open for you. You can go through each of the questions that were submitted. Farhan, if you want to elaborate and follow up with Pat, please feel free. And then I'll interject only if I don't see that either the conversation's moving in a positive direction or I think we've kind of just been at a stall. So, Pat, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. The first question I received was, it has been shown that new is the only chapter current on Grand Council dues that was not made known to the general membership or chapters until the information was requested by new this past spring. What is the Grand Council's response to this dilemma, and what, if any, steps are being taken to address the issue? Are chapter dues mandatory as previously believed, or are they voluntary? And my answer to that is, Grand Council dues are mandatory of each individual chapter. Those chapters which were not current on their dues in the spring have been notified, and the situation will be rectified. In the past, the Grand Council has been lenient with the active chapters when it comes to dues collections, and those dues have always been collected. Issues such as financial hardship, forgetfulness, changing of officers, etc., are some of the reasons the chapters have fallen behind in the past. However, the chapters always make good. New chapter itself has been late paying their dues in the past, and that would be the answer to that question. Any questions, Farhan?
Nope.
So the second question that I was given was, has the issue of dues been rectified by all active chapters? If not, please update what has been done to resolve. And my answer to that is the Grand Secretary Treasurer is collecting dues from all of the chapters. Anything on that?
Nope. Thanks.
Nope. The third question was, I am curious to hear clarification on the sanctioning ability of the Grand Council. In 1995, the Grand Council was able to sanction new Kappa with community service, dry house sanction, the loss of a pledge class, etc. They also revoked Kappa's charter. This was done with no review process. In recent years, Delta Chapter has had its charter revoked by SUNY Delhi. Alpha Chapter has been suspended by SUNY Canton with no action by the Grand Council. What gives? Why the flip-flopping on policy, governing, or advisory? Which is it? And the answer to that is, the Grand Council is the governing body of Theta Gamma Fraternity, and as such has the ability to sanction its member chapters in any way it seems fit. The comparison of what happened with New 21 years ago and what happened to Delta 3 years ago and Alpha 1 year ago is like comparing apples to oranges to grapes. Had the Grand Council not imposed the sanctions that it did in 1995, New Chapter would have been removed from SUNY Plattsburgh. It was the school that let the Grand Council know that if we did not impose sanctions on the chapter, that they would remove them. And contrary to popular belief, Delta Chapter did not have its charter revoked by SUNY Delhi. What they did was to take away the chapter's recognition by the school for a period of 5 years, meaning the chapter may not participate in campus-sponsored functions. The sanctions placed upon the chapter by SUNY Delhi, in correspondence with the sanctions and actions taken by the Delta Corporate Board at the time of the incident, were more than sufficient to address the situation. There was no need for further intervention by the Grand Council. SUNY Canton did place the Alpha Chapter on suspension while it investigated an incident. The Alpha Chapter Corporate Board was at all times in communication with the Executive Board of the Grand Council throughout that investigation. The Alpha Chapter was cleared of any wrongdoing during that investigation, and it would be ridiculous to sanction a chapter that has done nothing wrong. And that would be the answer to that third question.
The thing on this is, I guess the questions that are like this are pretty much, I'm sure you guys can answer all these questions like you just have. I just think that these exist because of communication gaps. If, in fact, Delta's situation was noted to be handled well by their corporate board, and if, in fact, it was actually a topic of discussion by the Grand Council, I guess what could be done to make this a little better and avoid this kind of Q&A that pretty much is just catching up on what happened is to just be proactive and just post something whenever something like this happens, about what the Grand Council or the corporate board has done to deal with any kind of situation like this.
When the situation in Delhi occurred a few years ago, we didn't have the website at the time. So I can tell you that there was no place for us to really discuss it. However, it was discussed at the convention. And beyond that, a lot of things that I'm just trying to... there's nobody has a problem with answering these questions. I think it's the forum in which people expect the answers to be given in. And that is that there's a lot of people who think that these types of things should be brought up on the Facebook forum. And right now, we don't believe that that is the place for those discussions.
Right.
Pat, let me follow up. Let me try and throw a couple questions out. I think, Pat, when we talk about communication, it sounds like that we haven't had proper documentation in our communication, maybe from proper meeting notes and things like that. When things like this arises, unfortunately, when a chapter gets in trouble, any type of suspensions, maybe you could talk a little bit, maybe, in helping with New Chapter and with all the chapters, of kind of like, I know this town hall is supposed to be about questions and answers and communications, but how do you foresee the website in the future being used as a communication tool?
My hope that is eventually that the everything that people need to know will be able to be found on the website in some fashion. Again, the website has a long way to go to be built, but a year ago at this time, there was no website at all. You know, I mean, it's a slow process, and it's a difficult process, especially with such little manpower to get the job done. We're doing the best that we possibly can, and I can guarantee you there is not an executive officer on the Grand Council Corporate Board who would wish to withhold information from people or who does not think that people have the right to know about things. But we are very wary of where certain information is presented, especially in the case with the past, just with like Alpha Chapter. The last thing that the Alpha Chapter, and it was very upsetting, I believe, to a lot of their corporate board, not the Grand Council so much as their corporate board, that in the midst of trying to deal with a situation, they have hundreds of guys going on a social media site raising all sorts of questions and trouble that they really don't need at the time. It's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation. There's going to be times when their meetings are going to have to be taking place and a lot of stuff might not get out there. Not because that people don't want anybody to know what's going on, but because sometimes it'll be 6 o'clock in the morning and I've got to find something out and I'll just make a phone call and talk to somebody for a half hour. And there's no meeting minutes of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just day-to-day operation stuff, and a lot of that stuff won't get reported. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Just to keep things moving, Farhan, have we answered question 3 for you?
Yep.
Okay, great. Pat, we can move on to next questions.
It's very important, but Farhan, are you understanding where I'm at with this?
Yeah.
Okay. So the fourth question then was, when is the Grand Council scheduled to meet with the new chapter? The chapter visits to all the chapters will be scheduled by the Vice Grand Exalted Master with each of the chapters. And I'm already predicting a follow-up question, which is, who is the Vice Grand Exalted Master? And we put out notice that we were looking for people to fill the positions of Vice Grand and the Grand Alumni Secretary. And we had one response. Currently, we are in the voting process of approving a Vice Grand Exalted Master, the one man that replied. We are going through the approval process right now, and I would believe that he will be getting in touch with you guys by the end of the week, provided I've got one more vote to take in, and then we will know whether or not he is Vice Grand.
Okay. Pat, just to stay on that subject, even though new chapters asked the question, but I'll ask for the other chapters. Will that be the same for all the other active chapters? Will they be receiving a call sometime this week to schedule their Grand Council meeting?
Yes, as soon as we have definitely put into place a new Vice Grand Exalted Master, he will be in charge of making his schedule to make all the chapter visits.
Great, thank you.
That is his number one priority as soon as this is all taken care of.
Great. Afan, that answer your question? I'll take that as yes. So we'll go to the next question.
And the fifth question was, in the past, it has never been clarified if we own intellectual rights to things like our crest. Can you definitely confirm this is true? And can you please outline the steps necessary to achieve this, if not? And the only answer I can give you right now is the executive board is currently researching this question and will provide an answer when sufficient information has been obtained. I've been speaking with several people, and I've gotten a couple of different responses to that. What I have gotten so far is that when the Grand Council was formed, that those things were the rights of Alpha Chapter, held the crest and those things, but that they were transferred to the Grand Council when the Grand Council was reformed. But I have to do some research and some deep digging to find out exactly where that went to. And that's all I can say for now, is that as soon as we're done trying to find the best answer and the right answer, we'll give that information out to everyone.
Okay.
For questions 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's a repeat. That's my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a repeat, and again, I might sound like a bit of a prick, but this is the answer I've got. This is the answer. Questions 6 and 7 were duplicated, and the question is incomplete. As such, there's no answer. Please feel free to resubmit the question for the next town hall meeting.
So, hey, Pat, this was actually my question that we talked about the other day, and the question was there an official flag for Theta Gamma?
And right now there is not, but we can get one. But again, if we're going to be submitting questions for these town hall meetings and I've got to get answers together, when the guys are prioritizing these questions and they're looking at these questions, they're going to need to go in, and if something doesn't make sense like that, they're going to have to get it straight before they submit it.
Valid point. Thank you. We'll go to question number 8.
Hey, 8. What's up with expansion? Has the Grand Council established an expansion committee? What is the status of Pi Chapter Restart? There has been an active PG interest group in Canada at St. Paul University for the past year. How has this never been made public? How did this information not make the agenda at the 2016 Grand Council Convention? How can we expect an interest group to flourish into a chapter when our own Grand Council refuses to publicly admit it exists? Has the Grand Council offered any assistance of any sort to the brothers at St. Paul University, to the brother at St. Paul University who is attempting to start the chapter there? And the answer to that is the Grand Council has in place a procedure for any group interested in starting a new chapter. If there is a group interested in expanding, they should contact the Grand Council for the details of this procedure through the Contact Us forum of the Theta Gamma website. Because the Grand Council has not been approached on this matter, to our knowledge, there is no active interest group, and therefore no reason to make it an agenda item at any meeting. It would be our suggestion that if there is a brother in need of assistance, he should ask for it. Anything more on that?
Nope.
Farhan?
Hello?
You're good?
Yep.
All right. Number nine. After speaking with Chris Pearl, new chapter, why is it taking so long to approve Brothers to the Theta Gamma website? What is the expected service level objectives to have Brothers approve? And the expected service level is as soon as we can get it done. I'm sorry to say that at times the executive board gets overwhelmed, especially the grand editor. We are currently in the process of looking at ways of increasing our ability to provide a greater degree of service through the website. I have given the grand editor the approval to seek out several worthy volunteers to assist him with the website. And that is my answer for that one.
All right.
Follow. 10 is when is the next Grand Council meeting and the location? The upcoming convention is to be held on February 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2017 in Lake George, New York. And as soon as the final details as far as booking rooms and all that stuff are finalized, which to the best of what PB has told me should be within this upcoming week to 2 weeks, we will get that information out to everybody.
All right, awesome.
The current position, question 11 was the current position. Vice Grand Exalted Master has been open for quite some time. What is the Grand Council doing to have this position filled? Same question for the position of Grand Alumni Secretary. And again, and we've touched on this briefly, but notice was given that the Grand Council was seeking interested candidates for appointment to fill these positions. We received one response showing interest in the position of Vice Grand Exalted Master, and he is being considered for appointment currently. The position of Grand Alumni Secretary shall remain open until such time as a suitable candidate presents itself.
Okay.
12, is there an official committee that focuses on each chapter? If yes, who is in this group and what have they been doing? And the answer to that, no, there is not a committee for each chapter.
Okay.
If that's an idea that people think would be a good idea or something, we could that would be up for discussion at the convention. I think we might be better off personally if we were to look at the way the town hall meeting is being used here and allowing the corporate boards to focus on the chapters and confer with the Grand Council. And I may be wrong in that, but again, that's why we should discuss this further, I think.
Okay.
Where is all contact information for the elected Grand Council members on the website was question 13. And again, it can be found in the Contact Us forum of the website. Then questions 14, 15, and 16, I sort of lumped those together also. 14 was web traffic report. You have a way to capture, pardon me, guys, what traffic is going to the ThetaGamma.com website, visitors, most visited areas, time spent on site, etc. Can this report be generated once a month and uploaded to the website so brothers can see the traffic? Why is this page not updated on the website? Chapter visits, http://www.thetagamma.com. And do you have the ability to do email blasts every month to promote what is happening with the website, donations, back dues? How is there only 194 members to the website but over 700 on Facebook? How are you working to convert these people over? And again, questions 14, 15, and 16 can be answered similarly to question 9. There is a severe shortage of manpower to accomplish the task at hand. We, the executive board members of the council, would love to provide the brothers of this fraternity with every service they could possibly wish for. The reality of the situation is, however, that there are currently 5 executive officers and 2 advisors volunteering their time and energy to try and please thousands of members. Okay. I do believe that brings us to the last of the questions.
I'll just thank you, Pat. Very insightful getting through all those 16 questions. I think everyone appreciates that. Farhan, for new chapter, anything you want to talk? I know you have your submitted questions, and very thankful for that. Any responses that you would like to make to Pat or to the Grand Council or to the brothers who will be listening to this conversation?
No, I can't think of anything right now. Just one other thing, though. On all these things that you guys are doing with the website, Mike actually brought up a good point. Well, there's really no place for all the members of the corporate board to be listed and with their contact information. So if you could somehow squeeze us into the agenda to include in the website somewhere, that'd be great. Something to take back, not anything that I'm expecting to be done overnight. I know you guys are working with limited manpower.
Pat, this is Mike. Can you clarify a little bit more? Are you looking for the new chapters corporate boards to be in the public-facing part of the website or the login brothers-only section?
I would say the members-only.
Okay. I think it'd be great if you could provide us information for all those corporate board members. And then I'm actually helping Joe B., post information up on the website. I told him I would take some time out of my schedule to make some quick updates to the site. So if there's information that you would like sent out, if Pat's okay with that, I would send that information both to Joe and myself, and one of us will get that information. Don, same with you for Delta, if you'd wish. We're more than happy to try and accommodate that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. So this pretty much puts us at the end of the town hall meeting. What I'd like to do first, right off the bat, is do a retrospective. Between obviously, there's just Don and Farhan. May I ask, what could we, as a moderator, as myself? Pat, as answering the questions, what do you think we can improve upon on this to make this a better experience for you guys? Or have we accomplished, as our first meeting, what we wanted to do, and so far so good? I'll ask Delta first. Don.
Well, I feel like it's pretty good right now. For the first one, it was a little slow. I'm not surprised that there was a little bit of a lack of questions or anything like that. But what I would like to see is, once everything's said and done, everyone asks their questions, just a quick little, hey, any questions here portion would be nice. Because, sometimes you hear a little bit of something and you go, all right, I'd like to almost kind of find out about this. For example, when you were going over the expansion of, up at possibly Pi Chapter again, they haven't contacted the Grand Council. Recently, I talked to my one pledge brother, and he said he Cody Keto, I believe, he said he talked to you, Pat, a little bit about expansion, got the little guidelines and all that from you.
Yep.
Now, what's going on with that? For him, he's just got to get, for example, the 10 brothers to go down there for the time when they're pledging and all that, get the local interest group and all that, because I read over what's required for expansion. It seemed a little lacking in some ways. I mean, in some ways it was good, other ways, I don't know.
Well, what I asked Cody to do was to get that information, take a look at it, and know what he was going to be up against, and then he can get back a hold of me, and we can go through and start working further ahead. It's all a step-by-step process. So, in reality, there are a lot of logistical issues with a chapter in Colorado right now. There are a lot of logistical issues there. We may be able to work around them. He has to make sure that, you know, it's one of those things, like I said, he's got the guideline. If he thinks he's got the interested guys, if he thinks he can pull it off and he wants to move forward, we'll move forward. But I want him to know what he's up against. And then, again, once he has that figured out and he contacts me, we can go over some of the logistical projects. One of the largest ones being the distance. We all know about Lambda Chapter, and we all know that the only thing that anybody knows about Lambda Chapter was that it was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that is all anybody knows. distance is a big thing. The Grand Council, according to the Constitution, is in charge of paying to bring in the active chapter president for the convention. As it stands right now, the way we've got it worked out, it would end up costing us more to bring a representative in from Colorado for the convention, to bring them in, feed them, house them, and get them back to Colorado for the convention weekend than it would for us to hold the entire convention right now. Then that's bringing in all the other chapter representatives.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that if they were willing to pick up some of that cost and be lenient on us as far as, you know, we understand that you guys shelling out $1,500 to get a representative here from Colorado is not logistically possible.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, all of the active chapter dues combined wouldn't be enough to cover even part of the plane ticket to get them out here for the convention. So, and again, nobody is opposed to expansion, but expansion is a very serious thing, and it has to be done in the right way, and it has to be done methodically, and it has to be done realistically. So if he can come up with a plan that works and we can work together to get it done, that's awesome. But again, there's a lot of obstacles to go through too. It's not an overnight process.
Good to go. I mean, I know he's talking about it, and he doesn't look until about next fall where he'd even consider it.
Right, right. And it's been a slow process. Cody contacted me in, I want to say April, possibly April last year. And I got right back. And I got right back to him. I emailed him right back immediately, and then didn't hear from him again until 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And, you know, so it's not that nobody's paying attention. It's just that the way it's going, that's the way this has been going.
All right.
Thanks, Todd. I think we went a little bit off track, but I think that it was good conversation to have. Trying to get back to, you know, retrospective of, you know, how can this town hall be better? Farhan, any thoughts of how we can maybe improve on some of the items or things that, you know, went well or did not go well?
Well, for the first one, I think it went really well. You guys did a great job. The moderator, I think, is key to holding these meetings because you interject and you did fantastic with that. So, as far as it being the first one, I don't have any suggestions for how to make it better. I think a few more of these, maybe we'll catch on to things that we could improve on. But for now, I got nothing.
Great, Fawn. I'd actually like to add a couple of suggestions I think that definitely we can improve upon. I think the biggest thing that I've realized is communication. I've done a lot to try and get the word out for the town hall meeting. I know there was a lot of confusion on the Facebook sites because, I'm not going to be blind to the fact that, a lot of people use Facebook. I know I did everything in my power to promote the town hall meeting. There's confusion on, for New Chapter of whether I'm supposed to be using the New Chapter Facebook page or another Facebook page. But I would ask that everyone that's listening to please make sure you put the questions, submit the questions out there. But I would actually challenge the active chapters and, Don and Fawn to go back to your chapters. And when they start communicating out to your alumni, however often do you do communicate with them, to as part of your email communication or snail mail, however you do it, is to promote the URL address so we can get as many questions as possible. I can't imagine that there's only a very small handful of people that have questions. I think it's how do we get people to really start getting active, and I think that will be a challenge for me as the moderator, but I also, challenge all the chapters and everyone who's listening to this conversation to, submit questions. Pat sounds like he's open, wants to ask answer as many questions as possible, and same with Grand Council, but I think that's an open challenge for everyone, that this will only work as long as everyone uses it. So I know that's something I'll continue to strive upon, and I challenge the other chapters to do that also. With that being said, does anyone else have any, Pat, do you have any closing statements you'd like to make?
Again, thank you, Farhan, Don. I really appreciate the fact you took time out of your schedules for this. And thank you very much, Mike, for taking your time and all the effort you've done for this. You are an excellent moderator for this forum. I agree with Mike 100% that I think that this can be an excellent tool and that if we keep trying to utilize it, this is going to be a great way for people to have their questions answered. And I think it may stop a lot of the bickering that goes on back and forth about little things that really don't need to be bickered about. It's a simple question, just ask and we'll answer it. So I think it went well and I think there was a lot of good questions. So thank you guys very much.
Thanks for answering all the questions, Pat.
Anytime, Farhan. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining the September 26th Town Hall meeting for Theta Gamma. We will be posting this conversation up on the Theta Gamma website for people to download freely, and we hope that everyone respects the confidentiality and the privacy of this as brothers, and not posting it up on any social media or sharing it with any non-brothers of Theta Gamma. And what we will be quickly doing is posting up the October town hall link for people can submit the questions. All the information for the same dates still apply for the next October town hall meeting, sometime in mid-October. So please look for the website and also look on the social media websites for that information. I thank everyone for their time, and I hope to hear back from everyone in October. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.